Hello, it's Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Thank you for joining me for this short podcast. Today I'm going to focus on mold, the terrible M word, and particularly I'm recording this on the 26th of May 2022, and particularly with the weather events throughout Queensland for what seems like forever for most of us. Via our membership services for quite some time, understandably, we've been receiving an amazing amount of requests for support from our wonderful property managers as part of membership support services about this issue. Now, what I wanted to share with you is some information from particularly the RTA, the Residential Tenancies Authority in Queensland. And I'm going to reference part of their website plus some other things. So the RTRA Act does not mention or reference the word mould. Interesting to note that in the soon next year minimum housing standards, it will be referenced there. But pretty much the same information will be given then, because the situation really with mould is if there's a property fault, such as a leaking roof, water damage caused by leaking pipeworks, etc. Now, that is, of course, the property owner, their responsibility by law, and their property fault is causing the build-up of mould. But if the tenants cause the mould to appear, and I'm actually quoting from the RTA website here, for example, they give by allowing steam to build up in the bathroom without proper ventilation and/or regular cleaning. Now, mould's happening to anyone. Regardless of whether you're a tenant or not. And as we know, tenants have a legislative duty throughout their tenancy contract to keep the property clean, having regard to how they found it. So when it comes to mould, it's part of daily cleaning. Now, we know mould's a serious issue, but in saying that, it needs ventilation and or regular cleaning. Now, if there's no property fault, it remains the tenant's response. If there's no property fault, it remains the tenant's responsibility to do regular cleaning and what's needed. So, just referencing again from the RTA website, while the RTRA Act does not make specific reference to mould, it does outline specific requirements in relation to the standard that a rental property must be maintained. If mould becomes present in a rental property, the tenant should notify the owner as soon as they're aware of it. And deciding who is responsible for cleaning and repairing any resultant damage depends on how the mould appeared in the first place. And that is really the key. If there's any doubt or err on the side of caution, have the property inspected to make sure there's no property fault. If there's no property fault, how can it be the property owner's responsibility? But if there is property fault, well, we head into a different ball game as far as their legislative obligations to make sure the property's safe, fit, etc., to live in under Section 185 of the RTRA Act. And again, the RTA say if the tenant has caused the mould to appear, for example, allowing steam to build up without proper ventilation and/or regular cleaning, they are responsible for cleaning and paying for any damages that the mould has caused, and quote unquote from the RTA website. So, members of Real Estate Excellence, if we can be of any more, give you any more advice or give you any more support, please email us as part of membership services. But as I say, just be aware of the legislative obligations of both parties and the sections I'm quoting from. And I understand it's frustrating, goodness, but it's frustrating for everyone, not just tenants. And it's caused by, the obviously extreme weather events and lack of ventilation in obviously a number of cases, but other cases are resultant because of a property fault, such as the leaking roof, as I said earlier. Members, we're an email away for any support on this or any other best practice matter. Thank you for joining me. This is Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Bye for now.